Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
The people need you.
Let's be honest with ourselves here.
My life is good. Really good.
So when they come to you, let them know.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
I did not ever know Michael Cohen. Anyway, AM 770 KTTH. Welcome to hour number three, Brian Suits Show, here on a Friday end of the week. And my toes are tapping because it's engineered, it's built, it's baked into the cake. Kind of like, you know, the opposite of Challenger, you go for throttle up. It was baked into the cake what was about to happen. And then it happened. And so anyway, fast forward. 40 years? 30 years. Anyway, fast forward to 2024. And there's really no way I cannot. And there have been times where I've said, I can't screw this weekend up. And it's wound up being the worst weekend ever. There is some sound that has fallen through the cracks for the week that we've never got to. And this one, I don't know why he makes it. So Biden, as we speak, is being interviewed by Howard Stern.
Apparently, it's going to last almost an hour.
And RNC, the Twitter feed, the Republican Party, the RNC research is just so good. They grab, it's depressing, though, because they grab every stumble, everything he does. And they make montages of, they have a unbroken 5-minute montage of, what is it? I'm not going to play it.
Corn Pop was a bad
basically
dude.
That stuff. And it just is not a great use of your time because it will not make you say,
my career,
I'm going to have a great weekend, because it just ruined it. For you, where is it? It's up here. Here are 5 straight minutes that show exactly why the special counsel noted Biden's diminished mental fitness. That's their pinned tweet. And it doesn't make you filled with confidence about nuclear war or whatever.
Change my words. I was just thinking, anyway. Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
And I mean, nothing validates Witsy more than that. What if Trump said it? Because they're trying really hard to grab every little thing. Every time they made a commercial last night. Here's the commercial. They made a montage of every time Trump badmouthed football. They put that together, and they made a digital-only commercial. And keep in mind, Trump used to own the New Jersey Generals. He invested in the USFL when it was new, and people for some reason thought that's a great idea. And say Biden-Harris ad, and they ran it last night digitally because last night was the National League of Tackle Football draft. And so I didn't know they could work this fast on this, but it's interesting because they use the Fox NFL music. And so they know who the audience for the NFL draft is. It's all the people that they actually think they can drag away from Trump.
Nobody cares about football because of it. It's boring.
Because he was on that run a couple of years ago where he would talk about, because it was the NFL fans, anyone who remembers that, remembers Roger Goodell ruined the league. He tried to make it, you know, patty cake and the whole thing, and continues to. And that's why, by the way, if you run that ad, I mean, they know the context. They know exactly how these remarks were made. Roger Goodell was booed every time he came out for every pick except your teams. He was booed by the audience all night long. And so
nobody cares about football because of it.
Okay, so whatever. He's wrong about it. And he would take that back in a second. But there's that. Do you remember the Fox News anchor, Jane Skinner?
Refresh my memory.
Shepard Smith was her anchor. Okay. And all. Anyway, she's married to him. I don't know how he, but
I'm glad I know.
But anyway, but it's so funny. You walk out, it's a draft of the league that you're commissioner, and you just got booed all night.
Nobody cares about football because of it.
And then they...
I mean, I don't think... It's boring.
And then they use the Fox music. So they, I mean, they know what they're doing on that one. So, in all honesty, it's kind of a ritual that you have it on. You know, my only takeaway is draft defense. Now, the Seahawks did. Good.
Right? A defensive tackle?
No one ever lost because they drafted defense. Oh, we drafted too much defense. But there was so much attention paid to guys that are, you're going to forget their names 5 years from now. Who was that guy from LSU? Who took Jaden? What's his name? A current NFL team. He's going to break in half.
Commanders, I think.
Yeah. And I inadvertently referred to them as something else earlier today. But you'll never break my heart drafting defense. Those were the best years of the Seahawks. If you rebuild that, you're doing fine. You're doing great. And you know what I realized yesterday is I'm at peace with Geno Davis. Seeing all these people with their shiny new quarterbacks, go ahead and have them.
Hold on. I'm also at peace with Geno Davis. I'm not so at peace with Geno Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
He's getting old now.
Well, and who's Geno Davis?
He seems like a nice guy.
So anyway, I know someone named Geno Seymour. Doctor, good guy, really good guy. Working on a Ebola vaccine.
Okay, quit burying the lead. How about those two Huskies who rode their way, the boys in the boat, to the top 10 in the NFL draft?
Mark the date. I defended. Out there, Penix was being lambasted for being overdrafted. And I said, look, say what you will about what commies they are up there and the crap they tolerate and the whole thing, but he was one of the best things that happened to that program in a long time because Kalen DeBoer was one of the best things that has happened to that program in a long time. He comes out from Indiana State, your home of the Sycamores. No one's heard of him. Brings Penix with him because Penix is like, I like his system. I do well. He comes here and he shows that he's a NFL quarterback. And you know that if your quarterback is a three-step dropper and a left-hand thrower, I'm going to like the guy. So, yes, yes, Jeff Newell, this is me saying good for the Husky. It was fun to watch the kid. And then, of course, it's a no-brainer. That kid gets drafted by you. And so the argument this morning at 5:45 was he's going to get broken in half because he's so small. And I said, well, you know, you do understand in the Pac-12 there are several big people, and they do get to hit you. Now, the Jaden, what's his name guy, the LSU guy, he's going to get broken in half.
Where did that top WSU prospect go in the draft?
I didn't even see one. Exactly. They're in the cricket league. They're not at Brian's wiffle ball field. Well, they could be, though, this weekend. But so then the argument went around to, well, what about the system? And I said, you know what? Here's the thing. When they're paying you, you will learn the system. You will they will give you a book, and you will go home every night, and you will go laminate by laminate, memorizing every play. You'll go to a video room. They drafted you because they've done your background. Your family's straight, solid. You're straight and solid. They do ask around the weight room, does he fold his towel and hand it to you? Does he throw it? Does he leave it at his feet? They ask all the personal questions. He's made it. And so someone remarked derisively, yeah, well, all quarterbacks are great when they go into a system like their college. And then person said, yeah, well, ask Ryan Leaf that. And I went, okay. Okay, because they know my button. And I went, okay, a drug addict in a loser program, okay? Sorry that he doesn't have the alumni or the county prosecutor that you do at the UW, okay? But they didn't believe in him. They didn't make him work. They just felt lucky to have the guy. So he was God's gift to football, to Pullman. So no one pushed him. He was treated way differently than other players. And he gets to the NFL, and it turns out in the NFL – they pay you and they expect results. And part of those results are be in the weight room, be in the video room, show that you're memorizing the play. He felt that was too much pressure on him. And then when NFL legend Junior Seau got in his face, he had no one did that to him at Pullman. This is way, 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 way different. People always, and then I said something derisive about the late great Junior Seau. I divulged personally known information that no one has a normal, no normal person has a right to know. But but now you're all going to know it. So I know the guy that was his team captain, and not Leaf, but I mean Junior Seau. And he said, well, whatever they're attributing, because sadly he took his own life. Due to what they now are calling CTE. And his comment was, well, he didn't have a lot of marbles to lose in the first place, which I felt was mean, postmortem. So I revealed that. And so now that's what guarantees that my weekend is now going to be even better. Because you know why? There's a burden now for me. I felt bad about revealing that. But so anyway.
But you did anyway.
Yeah. And so seeing the tackle football last night, knowing where some of these guys are going to be, and Penix is going to do well. I mean, he came out of a pro system. He was coached by a coach who was running a pro offense. And so many of these guys, like, and even Penix is do good. Bonix, where'd Bonix go? I didn't see who drafted Bonix.
I think he went rather early. Let me get on the Google later here.
Yeah, because Bonix went from a pro system to a literal pro system in Eugene.
Oh, he's going to ride with the Broncos now that they got rid of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's right. No, a good pick. Good job by Elway on that one. So, and also, Elway knows, get a guy who's a good athlete. Okay, you got that, Bonix. Relatively injury-free, Bonix. Solid family, Bonix, has been through the ringer, Bonix, because when Elway was at Stanford, the pressure to win at Stanford was, well, that'd be neat for homecoming, you know, but nobody was bribing him with a Ferrari off the field like they did Eugene, supposedly. And so he knows, solid guy, solid family, good athlete, will you know, and that's what he thought about Russell Wilson. He didn't know that teammates will not coalesce and adhere to you if you're constantly beating them over the eyebrow of being holier than him.
Broncos country, let's ride.
What a fraud. So anyway, and then I've got other inside knowledge, Jamarcus Russell story. Why didn't that guy, he had it all, didn't he? Came out of LSU, rocket arm. Why didn't he succeed? And I'm going to keep my, and somebody told me that me telling you the story off air and then getting your impression was way better than me telling the story.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's better radio.
It's a truism that, like, the most suspenseful, scary movies are the ones where you don't see the act done on screen. You leave it to your imagination.
And I said, I told her it was better radio to not tell the story on air, but tell my producer the story and then get his reaction. Gold. And she said, I'd be lying if I said I haven't dined out on that story quite a lot before all this went down.
Broncos country, let's ride.
So there you go. And so I told you the Jamarcus Russell story from the Raiders.
Yeah, we don't have to do that on the air right now.
I know we don't. But I mean, in like, what happens to these guys from college to pro? What happens? Well, because I know someone who was the offensive line coach at the time. I know that story. And it's something that you're never going to hear, because you're not supposed to know this stuff, but believe it or not, there's a reason they give an IQ test to quarterbacks, specifically quarterbacks. And it's not just your SAT score, but it's because from time to time, dumb people are drafted and they can't even lie well. And so,
hey, this is library.
Totally. So for instance, if your head coach says, take this playbook home, I'm going to quiz you on it tomorrow. And then you're seen with the playbook getting in your car. Then the word is, well, you listened and he took the playbook home. So the next day, when you see the playbook he took and it's all blank pages, you know he's lying. So it's just a taste of the story. But anyway, so that's where we get to from the...
Nobody cares about football because of it.
I haven't seen the overnights, but I guarantee the NFL draft is its own event, and you have to be a special kind of, you know, psycho to watch that stuff. I got to say, I really feel sad for the people that are physically going there, because you don't see the same show. It is interesting, and you get to vicariously sit there and say, you know, who wouldn't be at my party? Because apparently everyone brings, you know, their friends and their friends' friends and the entire. And why wouldn't you? You're about to find out where you're going to live for at least your till your option year, and where you're going to get cut from and how much money you're going to make. Everyone's going to know that anyway. And I realized it last night for every story of, you know, the simple kid whose mom and dad were killed by a loose dragon or whatever the tragic story is. It's one of those things where you become the sad product on draft night. And so you deserve to be drafted and, you know, the whole thing. And then years later, you fail as a quarterback and then you go back to draft night and you say, whatever happened? Well, you know, the life gets a vote and all that. In my life this weekend, it said, we vote for awesome weekend. So we're doing it. Was the morning montage worthy of replay? Not the screw up, but the actual one.
I'd say 85% worthy.
Okay, yeah, I would say so far we have showed the receipts. We've fleshed out most of the stories. So here it is. It's the end of the week. This is your end of the week montage, and there's one story that we don't know the conclusion to, and it's movie legend John Wayne.
So what happens when you drop an iPhone 14 from 300 feet?
While there are more than 290,000 Chinese students in the United States, there are fewer than 900 Americans studying here in China.
It's like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
At the Columbia University, I went to school at the University of Southern California. If anybody had walked into his office and did excrement in his waste paper basket.
For travelers flying in and out of Bellingham International Airport, Southwest Airlines will no longer be an option.
Just don't have enough officers to monitor and control what's happening up and down Aurora Avenue North.
Michael Penix Jr.
I got three words for you. You like that?
Yeah! Get down. Are you good?
Hey, multiple Marines we spoke to who were there said they felt they were under fire. But the Pentagon has insisted for 2 years no militant gunmen opened fire here.
And I haven't seen any real network take up that story that the Pentagon, at Mark Milley following Biden orders, still covering for Biden, saying that there was no enemy fire. It was the suicide bomb initiated an ambush. And now there's video and the Pentagon's lying about it and no one cares. No one in TV cares and stuff. Well, number one, this is an evergreen. If my new Friday bit is going to be where not to go this weekend, just fill in Seattle on that one. Now you can fill in Bellingham. Breaking news, Aurora North between the locks there, the Fremont Bridge and 85th, it all sucks. It sucks till you get to Everett, and then it double sucks. But the chief went out to hear it from you, the Aurora, the recipient of the crappy part of Seattle.
For public safety, in short, the Seattle Police Department is really blaming staffing problems, saying they just don't have enough officers to monitor and control what's happening up and down Aurora Avenue North.
Big mystery, right? Fewer cops, more crime. Does anyone need this lesson anymore? And I thought we were over it. I thought we were around the corner on the get a contract for the cops, pay the cops more money, because you've taken away their quality of life. Because what you do when you go to work has a lot to do with your quality of living. That's why dentists have such a high suicide rate. And they do, because when you go to the dentist, you're on edge. You know, if you're at the dentist, nothing good is happening, except, I mean, without a lot of pain. So there's that. In Seattle, you put a Seattle police uniform on and complete strangers start swearing at you. And that's not great for the old self-esteem index.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Everybody who takes a left turn at gas station at that intersection sees a drug dealer. One block from my house, you got to end it.
There are like actual torches and pitchforks by people who have made the great life choice of living right off 99 in Aurora.
I understand you're upset. I understand your anger. Again, we're struggling with the resources to be able to have the ability to do that.
Not an empty seat in sight.
And that's Chief Diaz, by the way.
I call the police a lot.
As business owners, residents, and concerned individuals asked questions.
Speaking of Chief Diaz, another In-N-Out is being built in the state of Washington.
Not too far away from where the first proposed one is
going
to go.
Yeah, the first one is Ridgefield, which was in the news for a horrible, sad reason 2 weeks ago. It's off of your I-5 between your Chehalis, such as, and Kalama. Look it up. The one after that, the In-N-Out is going to be in Vancouver. And there's a really convenient I-5 exit.
I drive two hours for a double-double with the French fries and a chocolate shake.
I know a certain chief of police that would join you on that one. But, you know, I got to say, you're in Burgerville country at that. And once you're in Vancouver, you start hitting Burgerville from Centralia to Medford. And I got to tell you, it's not a... I don't know why they've never come up here. Burgerville is a terrific burger chain, but available only to hippies. It's an all-Oregon thing. Their shakes are unmatched. They'll make... Oh, Marion Berry shakes from Marion County?
Huh.
Not the disgraced mayor of D.C., but the actual berry that was originated in Marion County, Oregon, the Marion Berry. No cocaine involved, and no one set anyone up. And so anyway, turns out, so breaking news, 99's a bad scene.
Tends directly to Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz, newly elected council member Kathy Moore, and other city representatives.
They are as frustrated as we are.
For many, it's the gun violence that they see in and around Aurora Avenue that...
I'd be curious in seeing what is the percentage of Seattle PD that live in metropolitan Seattle. I bet it's one of the lowest on the West Coast, including L.A. And, yeah, I said that, so there's that. All right, when we come back, check in the texting. We had a pretty good first round here at the end of the week, so 800-465-8770. Back in a second with your end of the week, checking in the texting, AM 770 KTTH.
You had my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Can't lie to you, producer Greg. I've been, rather than curating texts, I've been doing show stuff.
Show stuff, uh-huh. That's stuff what they call
and
it
I was early this morning, I caught a commercial for Hillsdale College, private conservative, I think Catholic University in Michigan. And they started advertising in the 90s on Limbaugh's show. And I'd never heard of them until they were advertising that they were conservative and that there's still a place for your kid to go.
I think they were formed by Baptists in the 19th century.
Hallelujah.
It was formed.
And so they're on their commercial this morning. Obviously, it's amazingly timely because they're emphasizing how traditional and the place and that the place has been a traditional, why don't you go there and learn some stuff kind of university. And they're making the point with old-timey flashbacks of apparently they integrated their athletics teams and the school way sooner than other colleges in Michigan, and that the students have to sign an honor promise, or what they expect the students to, like, behave like adults. And it was a pretty amazing commercial. And especially what, and they're obviously contrasting with some of the crazy people that you're hearing about and seeing.
Throughout its history, the mission of Hillsdale College has been to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As a commitment to this mission, every student signs an honor code. A Hillsdale College student is honorable.
I mean, and that's a foreign language in this day and age to kids.
In conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, the student rises to self-government.
oh no, you might have to rely on like your values and stuff. And so,
look, I do think it's an effective ad, but did you see that Columbia and Yale teamed up in light of that commercial to release an advertisement of their own, given the current climate? And it's going to play well in parts of Michigan.
Throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party.
What do you think about that?
Was that from the original Borat?
I don't know.
What's the one where they're chasing the Jewish chicks, or they're chasing the Jew down the street in Kazakhstan?
Borat?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And so anyway, you know what's going to be on the UC, come to UCLA, how about crazy professor trying to rip an Israeli flag from a student and then losing a debate to the kid? So the kid with an Israeli flag, UCLA, by the way, it's not just USC, UCLA has gone crazy, and this will be their commercial.
What's your problem?
Don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
I don't know? Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, this is a professor.
I don't know what the definition
UCLA.
Of a genocide is.
She doesn't know the definition of a genocide.
What is the definition? Yeah, tell me.
And anyway, guess what? She goes nuts because she's a tenured professor. And the whole thing is, so if you're seeing this stuff erupt, and I got to say, you know, if it's happening, it's not being covered by local news. I'm not seeing anything coming out of Seattle Pacific or Seattle U. If it's happening at UW, it happens at Red Square. They make sure you see it and all thing. And I've been checking Spokane TV. Where it ain't playing is your Wazoo, such as, and your University of Idaho, such as.
And your Witzagas.
But yeah. And apparently, anyway. Well, we do have an answer from Joe Biden about will he debate Trump. And this is from... And I mean, I wonder who in that hip, young, millennial Biden war room is thinking, go on, Howard Stern. Don't you think if they're hemorrhaging minorities and hemorrhaging younger voters, anyone dealing with the economy, they're hemorrhaging. I don't know that going on Stern is the stretch that you need right now.
Listen, I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
This is courtesy of Fox News, and so for news purposes, I'm playing this. It's not my job to get him on air.
I'm somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, he says I'm happy to debate him if I wasn't talking over it, and stuff. So there will be. Or else Trump will obviously say, not my fault. I'm ready to debate and the whole thing.
Here's another excerpt from the interview.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were United States Senator, you were a catch.
Yeah. And so, and a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures. And I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was. And I just gave up.
Did you hear about that?
Behave.
Did you hear about that? Oh, and by the way, the true age of Jill, who was with another guy and he stole her heart at the time, it all makes sense. But did you hear about that Secret Service agent that freaked out on Kamala's detail yesterday?
No, I missed that.
I'll get it. Sorry, but bottom line, they had to expand the pool of potential Secret Service agents because... there was a new 30-30 rule that by 2030, 30% of the Secret Service are going to be female. And this was Kamala's idea. Mine would be bigger than elephants. Okay. All you care about, your end state is I'm safe at the end of the day. You all line up and you all take the same physical. You all meet the same physical standard. Nothing could be more fair. You don't just start the day by putting your thumb on the scale and say, 70% of you that are not female, just go find a different line. You don't do that. They don't do it at the Seattle Fire. They don't do it at the police. It's just, can you drag a typical adult male out of the third story apartment building? Do you care whether it's male or female? Well, this administration set this up. There was a person who was a local PD officer who was, guess what, a little bananas. And so she was rejected for Secret Service. She couldn't get a clearance, bottom line. And so was rejected for employment. And then they had to drag her application out and run her through the new rules. She got the gig because of DEI. And she went bananas yesterday. She went nuts. They had to disarm her. And that is a death sentence if you have a federal clearance and you're ever mandated to carry firearms. If you go nuts, you're going to be denied access to this gift, sir. You know, give me your laminate back. And this person was guarding the vice president. So anyway, more on that here. I haven't found any audio. I was looking for audio. But the kid, I'll screen this because this is a. But I've got to say, we're ending the week on a total fumble here on the goal line. Where I said checking the texting, we're not doing it. I'm looking for swear words.
We can do a few when we come back from the break.
And the way to find them is not to play it live on the air.
It's a Greek name. It comes from Genos, which is Genos, and
so she's a professor. So she's tearing apart what genocide means by saying, well, it's like it comes from Genos, but she can't define it because the Israelis are not committing a genocide. And she won't say that because she's on the side of Hamas at UCLA. And there's your $38,000 a year.
Genocidia is like the killing of a whole nation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Then why has the Palestinian population number only been increasing since 1948?
Good counter. If that's a genocide, why have they doubled in population every decade? Well, because they're being paid by Germany to have babies and stuff. No longer being paid by the Saudis. Because they know a Ponzi scheme when they see it. All right, so back in a second. We will curate some checking of the texting. We'll wrap up the week. The weekend, which I'm going to win, I promise you. Back in a second, AM 770 KTTH.
Bring it on.
AM 770 KTTH. So if you're rushing to get to Bellingham Airport because you're supposed to be in Cozumel later today, I don't know. I'm going to say Southwest is going to do a better job of publicizing when they're pulling out of Bellingham Airport than the manufacturer of their aircraft does in helping their own image. But anyway, they're slowing growth, as we learned yesterday, because they lost money in the first quarter and by contract, because the loss was due to, a door plug flying out of one of your aircraft and landing in Portland. But but good day for Apple, because remember, they found that Apple iPhone and it was working. Is that true? Yeah. Wall Street Journal. And I'll finally get to that. Their shares tumbled 8.1% before the start of regular trading in New York. So they're now set to get 20 extra Boeing 737 planes in 2024, down from 46 previously. They said worse than expected quarterly results, so they're closing down their presence at a couple different airports. And so anyway, one of them is Bellingham. And I guess if you're up there, obviously you don't want to. If I lived a block away from SeaTac, I wouldn't want to live. I wouldn't want to fly out of SeaTac. So that would give me the sads, and I like want to be at the airport. But you know what? This is a sideshow. What'd you hear the crazy professor at UCLA? And I did listen. No swearing. She's just crazy. An adult, crazy screaming adult, and you're paying for your kid to go there. 509. Have you curated any special ones? I don't want to over curate.
You've got mail.
Got a bunch, but you can lead us off.
509 says, I don't want to just hear another he said, she said presidential debate. I want to see PowerPoint slides. Yeah, I can do too. Data and sources. I want Trump to pull up to the pool, pull up the pool that Biden and his administration have been a disaster. I'm on a few. Okay, this one stopped making sense about 30 seconds ago.
You had me for the first couple seconds. From the 425, Brian, can you elaborate on how Israel can stop 99% of those drones and missiles, but not paragliding terrorists? I appreciate an explanation.
Because the paragliding terrorists don't show up on radar. And also, they knew that the plan was aspirational, but if you were actually calling a brigade drill and your simulated enemy was going to be a guy in sandals and a paraglider with an AK, and then he's going to land in a rave where everyone's on ecstasy and then have his way with him, you'd have been laughed out of the talk, out of the skiff. They'll forever regret that. But if you want a bigger regret, look at how the 1973 war started. If you're wondering, how does this happen? How do you have the Egyptian army on the other side of the Suez Canal with binoculars, everybody with field marshal rank, pointing to where the bridges are going to go, and then they surprise attack you the next day? Well, there's a reason. It's one of those things that we don't talk about on the air because it's too damn boring, but it makes me a darn good guy to sit next to at the TGI Fridays. Play the 70s story again.
Oh, from Biden on Stern. Here it be.
So this is half an hour ago.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but... women would send very salacious pictures, and I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
So it's already been fact-checked. As a senator, he did not have Secret Service protection. Well, is there another explanation? I'm sure they'll come up with one. That it was a guy at the end of the Senate door or something. But clearly he just said it as a reflex because he lies. He reflexively lies. Like, there were not people following him around with guns and the whole thing. That's a good, if it's true, and apparently the magazine part is true. He was a single senator, and he was barely, when he was elected, he barely made it, because the Constitution says, 40? So when he got sworn in, he was 39, but when he took the seat, he was 40 2 weeks later. He was the youngest U.S. senator back when he had hair and the whole thing. I remember, I literally have a distinct memory from the 70s. And, I mean, I have no business remembering this, but I remember we were driving to World Fair 74 in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of it?
I was in heaven at the time.
That's what, everything in downtown Spokane was from that World Fair.
Okay.
In 74. So we drive from Port Angeles in my dad's 1959 blue Mercedes, a real tank. We get to like Sprague, outside of Spokane, and the headlights go out because the fuse popped. And for most ordinary men, it would be Uber to pop Pet Boys or something, but not to Resourceful Bob from Olathe, Kansas, Okinawa veteran. He field strips his Territon cigarettes because he's in the FAA. He has to smoke them. He field strips his Territon cigarettes, and he teaches me a trick. He wraps the foil around the fuse. He didn't have a replacement fuse. He's not thinking ahead. Better to have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. That's a me rule, not a dad rule. He puts it back in the little clamp with the foil around the fuse. The lights come back on.
Cool story, Hansel.
That's a true story. That's from 1974.
I mean, that's where I should have stayed.
That's a great story. I was only 86 back then. And in 1974, that SOB was like, he was 40. He was a U.S. senator.
Hey, that's my president, mister.
He can't remember his own damn story. And like, I'm nine, and my dad's doing this, and I'm like, what is it? What do you fashion out of that cigarette foil, father? And he says, well, son, let me tell you something about resourcefulness and growing up poor in Kansas. Ah! And it was great. And I remember that to this day. Anyway.
Text from the 425. Brian, is the In-N-Out going to add the requisite crossing palm trees at that second proposed location in Vancouver? Curious to see if they would be able to thrive in that climate. I think they should go full Douglas fir with their logo.
I don't
here.
Know. Because, I mean, he's talking about in real life at an In-N-Out, such as the one you find at the Sand Canyon exit. They literally will plant you know, 8 foot almost mature palm turtles and cross them so that as they mature, because that's the logo of In-N-Out, is cross palm trees.
Last one, 206. The more you talk about how perfect and flawless your weekend is going to be, Brian, the more you're setting yourself up for getting screwed.
I know.
Be careful out there, man.
They say that. I know that, but that's what, and that's what the cautious say. That's what the cautious, you know what the bold say? The bold say, yeah, I can beat it in an hour. Or you can come to my, or you can come play wiffle ball. And that's not a euphemism, if you know what I'm saying. But no.
Careful for those curveballs.
It's baked into the cake. That it's going to be a good weekend, I guarantee. Now, weather-wise, by the way, I don't know what the weather's going to be like this weekend. Is it like today? Is it still rainy? I don't know. It's not going to ruin my wiffle ball, and that is a euphemism.
I think it's going to be overcast. Let's see. Today, we're going to see a high of 59 to 60, and then mid-50s all weekend.
So anyway, you're not going to make a flight to Cozumel if you think you're flying out of Bellingham, because Southwest is throwing you under the bus.
Bellingham International Airport, Southwest Airlines. For travelers flying in and out of Bellingham International Airport, Southwest Airlines will no longer be an option.
So they will be throwing you onto the bus or whatever. I've always wondered, when you see those Wi-Fi SeaTac shuttles, can you glom onto their Wi-Fi? Okay, if you're driving right next to them? Probably.
Yet to be determined. I don't know.
Well, anyway, everyone have a good weekend. I know I will. Anyway, everyone have half as good a weekend as I do, and I guarantee it's going to be good, and we'll see you back here Monday. The full, I'm sure, gaff-filled Biden interview we'll have by Monday, and we'll be here. I promise I'll be here bright and early at 6 a.m. Greg, can I get a commitment out of you?
I'd say 60% of the time I'll be here every time.
Okay, there you go. That's aspirational, and we'll see you all back here. Have a good weekend. Be kind to your pets. Go adopt a pet and stuff, and then be nice to it. AM 70 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Dan Bongino up next.
Here's to feeling good all the time.
Hey, how about a hug?
I hate goodbyes.
Goodbye.